This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Elections officials are counting votes in Hong Kong's district council elections after months of pro-democracy demonstrations. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Hong Kong pro-democracy forces appear headed for a landslide victory in local elections that saw record turnout, delivering a stunning rebuke to Beijing. Early voting results Monday showed pro-democracy candidates winning nearly every seat they contested in Hong Kong's 18 district councils. It's the latest evidence of continued public support for a five-month-old pro-democracy movement that has been speaking out against control of Hong Kong by Beijing. The vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong, but the district council vote is seen as one of the most reliable indicators of public opinion, since it's the only fully democratic election in Hong Kong. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More than three dozen people reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital. Several of the dead were civilians. Afghan officials said Sunday that Taliban rebels assaulted a security outpost in a province overnight, killing eight soldiers and wounding four others. Senior provincial authorities claimed the ensuing firefight also killed at least 20 assailants, though the Taliban disputed those claims. Meanwhile, doctors and residents in western Farah province said an Afghan government airstrike has killed at least nine civilians and injured several more. Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. The 19-seat 228 aircraft, operated by a local company, Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near Goma Airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane came down. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Secretary of the Navy.